Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by the folks from the Strauss Theater Center. I have Anita Breen, General Manager of the Strauss Theater Center, along with Natalie Weaver and Mike Tran. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. We're glad to be here.
Thanks for being here today on Lanyap. The Big Play Mousetrap is coming up. Anita, let's talk a little bit about Mousetrap. How did you guys select this play?
Well, the Mousetrap is, of course, by the mystery writer Agatha Christie, who's probably one of the most popular mystery writers there is. We have done the play before, and it has been well received. And as we were looking for something for this particular slot in our season, it just seemed to be a good fit. It's been the longest running show in history. It has continuously run and is still running in London since 1952.
So it's been around a while in London. I saw, it was for the Queen's birthday?
That's correct. That's right.
In 1947, they wrote it.
That's right.
So it's been a little while. Let me ask something here, Natalie. The play, it's old. How does it transcend to current time? If I come into the theater, am I captivated by it, or am I just kind of going, "Oh, that's some old kind of Shakespeare sounding stuff," or is it like, am I still current?
I think it's still current. It's definitely, there is some dialogue that does sound, it's very British dialogue, but it is also very current in that it's a murder mystery and everybody loves to go and kind of be surprised and try to figure it out along with the characters throughout the play. So it's very engaging in inviting you to try to figure out who the suspect is, who could it be that is the murderer in this house.
Mike, the play has a murderer. Take me through kind of what's going on in the play. What is the setting for the play? Where's everybody gathered?
Well, it takes place in a small inn 30 miles away from London. And then, boom, a snowstorm suddenly hits. And then all of a sudden, these people, these quirky characters, get trapped in there along with each other, and someone dies. Uh-oh, what happens next? Who done it? Oh, my God.
That's like every horror movie ever. You know, you go into a house somewhere, people start disappearing, then you have to figure it out.
That's right.
Absolutely.
This play by Agatha Christie is in, an inn?
Yes, a country house that has been turned into an inn for customers to come and stay. This is the opening night for the inn. This is the first time they have been open. And of course, with all of the first night jitters and trauma that happens as you're trying to start a new business, they have four or five guests, a variety of unique characters. And the couple that have opened their house like this is just delightful, but trying to figure everything out and what to do for whom and how they're going to make all of this work in the middle of a huge snowstorm.
That's in a good start. It's day one. You've got a huge snowstorm and dead people already.
It presents a lot of complexity.
That's a bad way to start your business empire. Let me ask you, Natalie, you're Miss Casewell?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me a little bit about your character.
Miss Casewell, she is a guest who has come into England. She's from overseas. She lives abroad. And she's come into England and has decided to spend a little bit of time out in the country. She doesn't really like to share anything about herself with the other guests, and she doesn't really get along with anyone there. But she does have a lot of secrets as well.
Mike, your character, who is that?
His name is Christopher Wren, and like myself, he's a neurotic young gentleman who at times is secretive, but at other times he is very over-explanative. He likes to talk about himself a lot and objects, and he kind of reminds me of Doug the dog from Up, Pixar's Up. Kind of like, ooh, shiny object. I had to tell people about the shiny object.
I do that all the time here at work. I'm like, look at that guy outside the window. So let me ask you this. You said a minute ago that this play is a whole lot like the movie and the game Clue.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. All the characters are kind of retrofitted to look like the characters in Clue. There's a character in it called Major Metcalf, who kind of reminds me of Major Mustard in Clue. Yeah, there's correlation, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is, and I'm looking, would the police eventually show up?
Oh, yes. They come right at the beginning because there's been another murder just prior to this opening, and they suspect that maybe there's a connection between that murder and something at the country home.
Now, Agatha Christie liked writing these mystery kind of novels.
She did. She wrote many of them. One of the things that was interesting was that she didn't expect this to last long, and she gave the royalties to her grandson for a birthday present.
That's a pretty good present, and I guess that guy's still around making money on this being the longest-running play of all time.
That's correct.
Talk to me about the end of the play. You can't tell me what happens.
Oh, no.
Because that's the big deal about this play. So let me ask you, Natalie, what happens at the end of the play that you can't tell me about, and what does the audience do?
At the end of the play, a lot of misunderstandings kind of come to light, and everybody has to take an oath to not share what happens at the end of the play. So I'm sorry, I can't tell you.
So everybody who is involved in this play has to take an oath at the end as an audience member.
That's correct.
You can't tell folks what happened.
That's correct. That has been done every time it has been performed through history.
And I guess if I Google it, it probably still doesn't tell me what happened.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Anita Breen is with us and the gang, Natalie Weaver, Mike Tran. It is Mousetrap going on at the Strauss Theater. When does this play run?
It starts on October 26th and runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday is patron night. Then it takes a break and comes back on November 3rd and 4th.
All right, so starts next Thursday night. You can find out more at StraussTheaterCenter.com, and you can also find out more at our website, kedm.org.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
New research suggests that spending time with friends and family promotes health.
Our lines are open for your questions about drugs, dietary supplements, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
The People's Pharmacy brings you the latest health and nutrition news Saturday morning at 6 and again Sunday afternoon at 3 on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest later on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Listener-supported public radio.